Good day, listeners. As always, you are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host for today's episode, Taylor McClure. The Eastern Township School Board is warning parents to apply for an eligibility certificate for their child if they want to attend an English language school in Quebec following the implementation of Language Law Bill 96. According to chairperson for the Eastern Township School Board, Michael Murray, the school board has received calls from concerned parents who say the government is refusing their request for an eligibility certificate for their child due to not being properly informed of the regulations within the law. As a result, he is calling on parents to apply for their eligibility certificate before their child completes their secondary studies.
A lot of parents, in a sincere attempt to help their kids master French so that they can stay in Quebec and be good citizens in Quebec, are now being informed that if the kids are already 18, may be ready to go to CJEP or in CJEP, the government is not issuing eligibility certificates to anyone over 18. The school boards are not directly involved, but we're indirectly involved in that we provide parents or students with the evidence that they are eligible or were eligible had they applied. People who were eligible but who sent their kids to French school, we have always advised to get their eligibility certificates anyway. But those who didn't are facing the challenge that, number one, their students are classified as being French for purposes of examination and choice of courses in CJEP. And secondly, if they don't have an eligibility certificate, their children cannot obtain one. And that means, you know, generations ahead, there may be advantages for their children or their grandchildren to go to English school. And not having that eligibility certificate and the government suddenly deciding not to issue them to students over 18 or to people over 18 means that they are eliminating that grandfather clause of eligibility for subsequent generations. It's just appalling.
For those who might not be aware, Mr. Murray, I really wanted to give people some context as to what these eligibility certificates are. You know, there are people moving to the area all the time who aren't even aware of this, but of course it's now required, like you mentioned, under the Charter of the French Language with the passage of Language Law Bill 96. So before we dig deeper into this conversation, can you maybe remind our listeners as to what this certificate is and what its purpose is moving forward with Bill 96?
Well, I'll back you up one step further, because Bill 96 is merely an addendum or an elaboration of Bill 101. Under Bill 101, the requirement to attend English schools was established as having had a parent of at least one of the two preceding generations, that is, parent or grandparent, who got their education in English in Canada. Originally, it was just for Quebec, but that was challenged in the courts. And now anybody in Canada who got English, who had English education, is eligible to attend English school in Quebec. Bill 96 elaborated on Bill 101, created some new requirements, some additional requirements, but essentially maintained that right from generation to generation. If your parents or your grandparents were educated in English in Canada, then you can attend English school in Quebec. People have relied on that, and it's become natural. It's just the way things are. Unfortunately, however, some well-intentioned people who decided to send their children to French school, good idea to perfect their French and perhaps encourage them to stay and be part of Quebec culture and Quebec society, now are faced with a new ruling, or a new, would I say, practice by the Ministry of Education that, without notice, abruptly decided no longer to issue certificates to anyone over 18. So those students who reached 18, graduated from high school, and want to go to CJEP, suddenly discover themselves in a classification that may limit their access to CJEP. Bill 96 has now limited to a minor percentage the enrollment of French students in English CJEPs. So if you want to go to an English CJEP, for whatever program you're pursuing, you need either an eligibility certificate or you need to be one of the top students in French who would be accepted in that 10 or 12% limited number of Francophones that are permitted to attend English CEGEP. This horribly restricts access for all those people with good intentions who intended to help their kids by offering them good French and knowing that they would get good English at home or wherever, thought that they would be better Quebec citizens. Suddenly, they're second-class citizens in CEGEP. Worth Bill, if those 18-year-old and older don't have their eligibility certificate, then their children and grandchildren will not be able to attend English school, even if they should wish to do so.
And for those who are English speakers who are attending an English school and whose parents went to English school as well, do they have to have one of these certificates too in order to be able to attend an English CEGEP? Or does this only apply to people who are in French school who want to attend an English CEGEP?
It applies to everyone, but everyone who attends an English school must first obtain the eligibility certificate. The challenge is, for those who sent their kids to French school, nobody told them at the time that they might lose their rights to attend English school in the future. So well-intentioned parents chose to help their kids become bilingual, bicultural Québécois by sending them to French school. But that well-meaning decision is turning out to be a serious disadvantage if those children might wish to choose an English CEGEP because it's got the right program, because they're more comfortable in English at a higher level of learning, for any number of reasons, that access is now severely limited for them. And if they do obtain access, or if they attend the French CEGEP, they're faced with a French exit exam, which they must pass in order to get their graduation certificate from the CEGEP for entry into a university.
We spoke about this a little bit in the past when we were speaking about, we've done so many interviews together and we were touching on Bill 96 and eligibility certificates. And at that time, I don't remember it being discussed at the provincial level that the person had to be 18 and under in order to receive their certificate. Is this something new that was recently...
As far as I'm aware, this is new this year, and in fact, since last June. The Bill 96 amendments to Bill 101 were proclaimed, that is, went into effect, I think it was on June 1st. And from that date forward, this new practice has been put in place. So there was no warning, there was no advance notice that one of the interpretations of this bill was going to be that adults, technical adults, 18-year-olds, even if they're still students, would not be able to get eligibility certificates. It was simply an administrative decision as an interpretation of the clauses in Bill 96.
From my understanding, families have turned to the ETSB to say that they've been refused. So is this one of the main reasons why they're being refused? Is because they weren't aware of this aspect?
Well, they weren't aware of it. They didn't obtain the certificate, as a precaution. Now they're in a situation where the government is just blandly refusing. No, you're 18, you can't get one. We are trying as much as we're able to inform people that this is the case, and we're still providing information for those people who ask for it, which would render them eligible. They're meeting a brick wall at the ministry level, and it's the ministry that actually issues those certificates.
Okay, so while you can provide the proof, they're the ones that make the final decision at the end of the day.
They're the ones who issue their certificate. So if they decide, if you're over 18, not to give you one, that's it. Nothing the school boards can do about it. We've provided the data that would normally make them eligible. It's unfortunate that this information, first of all, was never shared in anticipation of the bill going into effect, and certainly now is not receiving nearly enough publicity. So many of these things, Bill 96 was adopted last year, I forget what the month was, but nearly a year ago, last fall. Then we were told the regulations will be published later. So all of the regulations, which are the interpretations of what's in the law, were unknown and remained under discussion until finally they were issued in the late spring with a declaration that they would all go into effect on June 1st. So there was very little time to look at them, to understand them, and certainly no time at all to publicize the impacts that those regulations would have on the public.
And, you know, what can parents do or youth do to ensure that they receive their certificate? How can they go about receiving support or information? I don't know if you're able to provide that for those parents or youth out there that might be worried about this.
Well, my recommendation to every family whose children don't have a certificate of eligibility but who could obtain one, get that certificate immediately. Get it if they're, I don't care if they're 17 years old and 9 months, the time to do it is immediately. And if they're 9 months old, do it proactively, because these rules can be changed arbitrarily and very often are changed by bureaucrats interpreting laws rather than by any legislative measure. Obtaining a certificate is a good precaution against running into these kind of difficulties. And obviously with the, what I will call unabashedly, the war on English that the present government is conducting, taking suitable precautions is really important.
And how can people go about getting the certificate exactly? Do they have to go through the Eastern Township School Board to receive their information and then apply through the ministry?
They can call the board. They can call any school board. We're very happy to provide that information. And what it consists of is a document that we will provide showing that they attended a minimum of one half of their elementary education in English or are eligible to do so. That is for a child, let's say, at age 0 through 4, haven't been to school yet, but they can get their eligibility certificate before they begin school by simply proving that their parents went to English school and have at least half of their elementary schooling in English. Failing that, grandparents, people who have any connection with the English community, should do that. And that applies to every Canadian. It doesn't apply to Americans or other immigrants, but if we have, and we have an increasing number of people immigrating from other parts of Canada, they're all eligible, but they should get that certificate as soon as possible, as early as possible.
Perfect. Well, those are all the questions that I have for you, Mr. Murray. I really just wanted to communicate this information to the community and to make them aware. But please feel free to mention anything else that I may not have touched on in our conversation.
That's about all I can offer. And I really appreciate that you are helping us to get this message out, because I believe it's a very important message.
Thank you so much again, Mr. Murray.
Have a great day.
In an email to CIDI, Brian St. Louis, Press Relations Manager for the Communications Department of the Ministry of Higher of the Ministry of Education and Ministry of Higher Education, highlighted what makes a student eligible for English language education in Quebec under Bill 96. According to St. Louis, to qualify for a certificate of eligibility for English language education, a student must apply to an educational organization, i.e., an English language school service center, and be enrolled in a Quebec school. A student must therefore have been declared eligible for English language education before completing high school in Quebec. Eligibility for English language education is verified at the time of enrollment in a kindergarten class or at the time of primary or secondary studies. Children who receive or have received instruction in English in Quebec in a public or subsidized private school hold a certificate of eligibility for instruction in English that has been requested by the parent before or during these studies. According to St. Louis, this is not a new rule. St. Louis also provided statistics to CIDI related to the number of people that have been refused for an eligibility certificate since the implementation of Bill 96. In the 2022-2023 year, 489 people were refused for their eligibility certificate. In the current year, 2023 to 2024, 353 people have been denied for their eligibility certificate. St. Louis added that the number of applications denied is 489 for the 2022-2023 target school year, which is an increase of 184 in comparison to the 2021-2022 school year. CIDI hopes to continue following up on this story as new developments make their way to us. If there are parents out there listening who have experienced the situation or who are experiencing the situation with eligibility certificates in their eastern townships, please feel free to reach out to CIDI, and we would love to chat with you. For now, that wraps up today's episode. Stay tuned for more. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.